Proclamation number 4382 of 20th of July, 1948. Aim of man. Love to God. Count the love. It is a high aim set for you humans as the crowning of your earthly life that you gain the Father's love, i.e., that you feel it, that it flows through you with all strength and makes you blissful creatures. To reach this aim is your task in life, for you yourselves must enter a state which makes you worthy of God's love. Although His love belongs to all His living creations and never ever ends, He can nevertheless only bestow it upon you if you fulfill the conditions which allow an overflow of God's love. You must shape yourselves into vessels which can receive God's fatherly love. You must shape yourselves into beings which, having become love themselves, can unite with eternal love. You must change yourselves into creatures which take on their original nature again, beings full of love and strength, light and wisdom. These beings emerged from God's strength of love, and His fatherly love belongs to them for all eternity. However, God's love can only have an effect in full reciprocation, for love which is one-sided will never make people happy but constantly courts reciprocal love. God will not rest until He receives love from His living creations. Only then can His strength of love take effect on people. Only then will the human being have gained the most beautiful, the Father's love, which constantly gives and constantly makes happy. Anyone who reaches his aim on earth, that he shapes himself into a receptacle which contains the outpouring of divine love, is filled by His Spirit, which now works in the human being as strength of love. God's emanation of love takes shape in His Word, which is conveyed through His Spirit to people who make themselves worthy of God's love through a life of love. Hence the highest aim on earth is to reach the state of being able to hear the divine Word. This is the evidence that God's love embraces the human being, that He expresses it in His Word, and that therefore every recipient of the divine Word has also acquired His love. Thus the aim set for him on earth has been reached, and that he can now already work as a being of light on earth and enter the spiritual kingdom upon his passing away, as is his destiny. Amen.